This is Akashvani. The news read by Gitanjali Huryamathur. The Union Cabinet has approved the Unified Pension Scheme for government employees, which provides for an assured pension. Addressing the media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi this evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the first pillar of the scheme ensures 50% of the average basic pay drawn over the last 12 months prior to superannuation for a minimum qualifying service of 25 years. The second pillar guarantees that 60% of the pension is assured for the family after the employee's demise. Mr. Vaishnaw said that about 23 lakh central government employees would benefit from this scheme. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, also approved the Bio-E3 biotechnology for economy, environment and employment policy to foster high-performance biomanufacturing. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the policy will provide innovative, driven support to research and development and entrepreneurship across thematic sectors. The Cabinet also approved the continuation of three umbrella schemes, which have been merged into a unified central sector scheme named Vigyan Dhara, with an outlay of 10,579 crore rupees. The scheme comprises three broad components: science and technology, institutional and human capacity building, research and development, and innovation, technology development and deployment. The main objectives of this policy include innovation-driven support for R&D and entrepreneurship across thematic sectors. It aims to accelerate technology development and commercialization by establishing biomanufacturing, bio-AI hubs, and biofoundries. In addition to prioritizing regenerative bioeconomy models of green growth, this policy will facilitate the expansion of India's skilled workforce and boost job creation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah announced that the fight against Maoists is now reaching its final stage and asserted that it is time to launch a decisive and uncompromising campaign against left-wing extremism. Speaking to the media during his visit to Chhattisgarh, Mr. Shah assured that the country will be completely freed from Naxal problem by March 2026. The Home Minister also announced that Chhattisgarh government will soon introduce a new policy for the surrender of Maoists. He affirmed the central government's commitment to establishing law and order in areas affected by left-wing extremism and accelerating development in those regions. Mr. Shah chaired a meeting of the Interstate Coordination Committee for Maoist-affected states in Raipur today. The meeting was attended by chief secretaries and director general of police from seven states, including Chhattisgarh. Chief Minister Vishnu Deosai and Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sharma were also present. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the regional language version immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Odisha, West Rajasthan, East Madhya Pradesh and Gangetic West Bengal till tomorrow. Heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is also likely over Mizoram, Tripura, Gujarat, Goa, Maharashtra during the next 2 days. The weather department has also predicted light to moderate rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Delhi and West Rajasthan during the week. The Indian parachuting team has departed for the next edition of Paralympic Games in Paris with high hopes of surpassing their previous achievements. The team comprising 10 athletes will compete to better their Tokyo haul of 4 medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.